May 19th. 139. Elderly men. Elderly men have lived many years. They have often been taken in and often made mistakes. And life, on the whole, is a bad business. The result is that they are sure about nothing and underdo everything. They think, but they never know. And because of their hesitation, they always add a possibly or a perhaps, putting everything this way and nothing positively. They are cynical, that is, they tend to put the worst construction on everything. Further, their experience makes them distrustful, and therefore suspicious of evil. Consequently, they neither love warmly nor hate bitterly, but following the hint of bias, they love as though they will someday hate, and hate as though they will someday love. They are small-minded, because they have been humbled by life. Their desires are set upon nothing more exalted or unusual than what will help them to keep alive. They love life, and all the more when their last day has come, because the object of all desire is something we have not got, and also because we desire most strongly that which we need most urgently. They are too fond of themselves. This is one form that small-mindedness takes. Because of this, they guide their lives too much by considerations of what is useful and too little by what is noble. For the useful is what is good for oneself, and the noble what is good absolutely.